Welcome to the Halcyon House Washington page. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I continue my conversation with Michael Zaws, local historian featured in the documentary film Saving Brenton, which recently returned from an international film festival in Amsterdam. He's discussing what happens next.
On our way back from Rotterdam, we got a call that we've been invited, and I don't know whether it's been set up for sure yet, but for a film festival in Greece, which is a kind of a big deal. People from Haskins don't travel that much, and here might be another chance that I could travel. And then something that is a ways off, and I don't know whether it will happen, but it just feels good that we're even being considered for the Beijing Film Festival in China this fall. And I've already contacted the state people in Des Moines, and I said, okay, if we're in China, I will expect Ambassador Branstad to be there, and we have at least a week in Beijing that's an Iowa week. And so I'm pushing for that.
We've talked about the film itself, but when it's starting to go international and to make connections with people overseas, what do you think that does as a community building aspect for Washington, Iowa?
Well, I don't think we in Washington really understand what it's doing, because I've had people from all over say, I'm coming there. I want to see the oldest movie theater in the world. I want to see the scenes that we've seen in that film. And I think it's a great, fantastic promotion for Iowa and for Washington County. And mistakenly, a lot of people think that there's a lot of money in this, and that's not the case. But if we're limited on where we can go, because not all film festivals even pay our way there, and so if we can hopefully find some funding that will help us to even be able to go to more festivals and do more promotion for Iowa and Washington County.
And anticipate that it be reciprocated.
Right. I was talking with press people from China in Rotterdam, and, you know, they would like to come here. They would like to see what they saw in the movie. And, you know, we won't always even know when that happens, but it's a big deal. We just have to realize that here's something that almost none of us had any experience with, and it is making a big deal about what we take for granted. I hope people understand that, you know, I get excited, but I want them to, too. Because when we were in Rotterdam, people could see themselves in there. And what I always say is that there's always wonderful things happening, but the most wonderful things happen at home. And I want everybody to feel that way. You know, they're not going to have the oldest movie theater in their world in their community, but they're going to have something that they can really be proud of. And that's what people are getting from this film.
What do you think Frank and Indiana Brenton would say today?
I hear them talking to me all the time. I think they're having great, great fun, because even though it's 120 years after they were doing things, they're finally having the success that is due them. And I really think we're just beginning. I just had an email from a professor from Toronto, Canada, and one from Dallas, Texas. They have spent the last month every day researching the Brentons. And all of that research will be coming to me soon. And people all over the world are excited about this, because there really was nobody else that worked quite as eccentric, unusual, and talented as Frank and Indiana.
True pioneers.
Right.
That's been today's Halcyon House Washington page with local historian Michael Zaws speaking about Saving Brenton, the documentary film that features him and some of the world's oldest films, originally from Washington. This is part two of a two-part interview. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.